on 2FM with their song called What Happened Last Night. Well, I'll tell you what happened last night. Ireland qualified to Euro 2016. We are going to France. If you saw the video last night, this is one of my favourite moments of last night. Dick Redmond, one of the kit managers in for the FAI, ran into the dressing room after all the lads were celebrating and he shouted this.
160 and I'm going to France!
Everybody poured a little bit of champagne on him. He came in wearing a Superman kit because he is the super kit man. Hello, Dick Redmond. How are you?
How are you, Tracy? How are you?
Congratulations on last night. And listen, the superhero move was a good move. Well, was that planned? Did you say to yourself, if the lads get through, I'm going to come in the superhero costume?
That's exactly what I planned. I've done it before, two years ago in the Euros, or 4 years ago in the Euros. So I had a plan, all right, and thank God it came through.
Won the game. Listen, come here. Last night must have been absolutely amazing. Did you take the superhero kit off or did you leave it on for the night?
Oh, I took it off. I had to go back to the hotel and have me dinner and all, you know. So, look, it was a great night for the country. It was a great night for everybody. A great night for the players and the staff. And, you know, everybody was buzzing.
And listen, I heard you lost the cape.
The cape, well, there's a campaign now starting. My cape went missing in Coppers. Now, Coppers went to ring me back, so I hope somebody from Coppers will ring me back and tell me they found it. It was in a plastic bag I left on the bar, and when I went to go and put it on me, about an hour later, it was gone.
Your cape was gone.
Yeah, so Superman is capeless.
We need to find this cape, Dick, seriously. We really, really do, because this could be our lucky charm, you know, for the Euros.
Yeah, exactly, yes, exactly.
So tell me, we saw the selfie from John Walters last night with our president, Michael D. Higgins. He came into the dressing room, did he?
Incredible, incredible. The man, the aura he puts out there is brilliant. He's a good soccer man, a good sportsman. I used to see him at Bohemians back and all. He's a Galway United man. And he came into the dressing room and the lads just melted. They loved it. You know, what a presence, the president of the country in the dressing room. And everybody just loved that. And we presented him with a James McCarthy jersey. So he loved that as well.
Tell me now, does the atmosphere on the pitch afterwards was electric? The atmosphere with all the supporters as well. But was there any tears in the dressing room?
No, I didn't see any tears because the atmosphere was magnificent. You know, Carlsberg looked after us in the dressing room after champagne and everything, and everybody was buzzing. You know, Roy Keane was buzzing, the manager was buzzing, everybody was buzzing, and it was just great. And then John Delaney came in and his words of wisdom were unbelievable, and it went down really, really well, and he was so emotional himself, he was.
Really?
And it's great for the association and great for the country and footballers. You know, rugby has done very well of lately, and the Gaelic's got high profile. You know, now it's our turn, and let's go to France on a high.
Yeah, nice one. And come here, you're the longest serving kit man in the FAI, I hear.
Who told you that then?
I did my research very well.
I'm only be 17th year, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you must know all the trade secrets on who likes the lucky shorts and the lucky jocks.
Oh, unbelievable. The goalkeeper, believe it or not, when he wore the body armour, the base layer they call it, the Umbro base layer on Friday against Bosnia.
Yeah.
He made me put his name on the tag, and when I get along with it, because he wanted to wear the same one again last night, and he did. So that's one of the traits that they have. And they've loads of different things. Like Robbie when Robbie was the captain, the last thing he'd do he'd call me over to put his armband on.
Yeah.
The last thing he would do before he'd leave his dressing, things like that. And
you've put the armband on Robbie, is that true?
That's true, yeah.
Wow.
No one else puts the armband on Robbie when Robbie's the captain.
I love this. Well, listen, Dick, super kitman Redmond, thank you so much for coming on. We hope to find the cape. The cape has been lost in Coppers.
The Cape Crusader is capeless.
We need to find it. Listen, Dick, thank you so much for coming on. And you're 60 and you're going to France. Congratulations. Thanks so much for taking the call. Enjoy the celebrations. I hear you're celebrating again tonight.
Yes, I am.
Well,
we're going into town with a few meal and that. You know,
well, so well lovely. Deserved. And we'll talk to you again soon, Dick. And hopefully you'll find that cape. See you later.
Okay.
Bye. That is the kit man for FAI for the Ireland team last night. The lad who legged it in to the dressing room and did this.
160 and I'm going to France!
Here's the gala on 2FM. Sweet.